the warmth and humor hidden behind their authority. Part of this was certainly due to the actions of the Gerds Marshal. Before the Midwinter Festival, Marshal Karen had transferred to the Stronghold. Her replacement had arrived in Burning Mead. Frost was in the ground before the foundations of the new Grange were finished, so she traveled from the Stronghold to the villages for services. Pox sometimes rode with her. Although younger than other marshals she'd known, Karen impressed her with her ability. She had served two other Granges as Yeoman Marshal before training in Finn Pinnear, and had seen action in West Fintha against the Nomads. Her steady, cheerful ways attracted many to the new Grange. The day before Midwinter Feast, Pox rode out with Stammel and a patrol into the hills northwest of the Stronghold. As often at Midwinter, it was clear, and wind had scoured the snow from the ground. Only a light breeze sifted along the ground, sharp as a sword edge. Pox kept her face tucked into the hood of her cloak. A sudden flurry of hoofbeats caught her attention, at the same time the forward scout yelled. She turned to see a red horse gallop out of a gap in the hills. "A demon horse!" yelled the scout. "It must be! Shoot it!" He yanked his bow from his shoulder. "No!" Pox twisted to watch as the horse circled the group. "Wait, it's not evil!"
"Are you sure?"
asked Stammel at her side. She nodded, watching the horse, which had slowed to a springy trot. "I don't feel anything evil in it. I would, if it were a demon." The others turned their horses to watch. The red horse seemed too slick to have been out in the weather. Their own mounts were shaggier. It had white stockings behind and a white star on the forehead. It pranced around them, blowing long jets of white vapor. Pox noted the size, as tall as her black war horse, but built more for speed, a little lighter.
"Let's see if we can catch it," suggested Stammel.
"Good idea." Pox waved the others out to form wings, and they tried to pen the horse among them. It flung up its head and bolted, kicking up gouts of snow and frozen earth and streaking past their horses with a mocking whinny.
"I think it's some kind of enchanted," said Stammel. "No ordinary horse."
"Oh, it's cold, clear weather, and he's playing," said Pox. "Just the same as these would, only he's faster." She paused, as the horse slowed again, out of reach, and looked back at them. "Gerd's teeth, he's a beauty. I wonder who's finding that his tether didn't hold."
"If that horse has worn a saddle in the past month, I'd be surprised. Not a mark on him."
"True, and the wild horses north aren't built like that." "Hey there!" Pox spoke to the horse, which stood with pricked ears watching her and the others. "I wonder if he'd let me come on foot."
"Pox, you be careful."
"He's not evil, I tell you."
"Evil or not, he's not acting like a normal horse. At his size, he could put dents in you if he stepped wrong."
"So could a pack mule." Pox slid from her mount and handed the reins to Stammel, who heaved a big sigh. She gave him a quick grin before returning her gaze to the horse. "Don't follow me," she said. "Don't spook him."
"Did you ever hear about the demon horses that enchant men to ride on them and then take them away?"
asked Stammel as she walked forward.
"Yes, but he won't." "Ter's gut, Pox. Begging your paladin's pardon, but you're acting half-enchanted now."
"It's all right." Pox felt sure it was all right, and she moved slowly toward the red horse. It stood still now, balanced neatly on all four legs, watching her. Its long mane and tail blew sideways in the breeze, but it did not stir. She came closer, close enough to see the great eyes, purple-brown, with their oblong irises and the long upper lashes. The white star was perfectly centered. She paused, looking at the straight legs, flat knees.